time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon. I'm still waiting to hear who we're trading for a cheap used catcher's mitt or something. I know the trading deadline is finished,
it was last Friday.
But they could still drop somebody, I guess, to make, I don't know.
The Cleveland Indians / Guardians, you're talking?
Yes, the Indians / Guardians, which will / the Indians later on and just have the Guardians in it. There should be the Cleveland Guardians / Indians, right?
It shouldn't be the Guardians. If some people listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me, the show, the PBS show on Saturday mornings, I listened to it later.
I missed it this week.
They made fun of the Guardians. I said, are you kidding me? They named a team after the Guardians of Traffic?
Yeah.
On a bridge? I said, and they just kind of
put things to a standstill. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, I'm thinking to myself, it was a bold move, wasn't it? It was just, and the more I think about it, is all these polls they took, they had that name already. It was just, they had it. They just had to go through the motions of let the fans help pick it out.
Everything I've heard, I haven't heard anybody where the Guardians were ever a majority in any poll that they took, let alone the afterward polls.
And one of the panelists on that program said they should have named it the Rockers. Cleveland has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's kind of a neat, that would have been kind of a neat name. The Guardians.
I'm sure they were afraid of some kind of trademark infringement with Rockers.
Yeah. I guess there is a Cleveland Guardians already.
There is or was?
There is. It's, it's a roller derby team.
Oh, really?
Yes. Nancy was saying, they may have a problem with this Guardians thing. I said, well, what? There's another Cleveland Guardians. There is? I can't believe that all the legal sophistication that went into finding this.
And then when they had it narrowed down, they went into legal inquiries as to if there would be a problem somewhere.
So she said the Cleveland Guardians is a roller derby team. I said, oh, come on. And she got mad at me because I was doubting her words because.
You weren't doubting her. You just.
Oh, I said that, yes, there was a Guardians XFL defunct football team.
Okay.
But they're gone.
No,
that's not what I'm talking about. There was a Cleveland Guardians. Of course, she showed me.
Wasn't the WNBA team?
Yeah, there was a woman's. That was the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, the WNBA.
Yeah.
That was owned by the Cavaliers ownership till they dropped it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So there's a roller derby team in Cleveland that may be getting a nice sum of money to
go away?
To go away. I don't know. I haven't heard anything in the press about
it. Move them into Parma. Then they'd be the Parma Guardians.
Parma Guardians.
A lot of money to go to Parma.
So I just thought the Rockers would have been kind of... neat name.
Wasn't there Cleveland Rockers of something or maybe
I don't know. Was it
a soccer
softball team or I don't know. It's just to me it's rather bland. The ownership are nice people, but they're bland. The team is bland.
What team?
Well, we're still in second place, but by 9 games out. It's just
and we're without Terry Francona.
Terry Francona yesterday had surgery on his hip.
Right, and they actually put a freeze on his record right now. as manager.
They put it in a cooler?
No. What they did is they have the record as it was when he left. If he comes back next year, then the whole year will be credited to him. If he does not, then he will stop at that point, and the interim guy will be awarded the wins and losses for the rest of the season.
DeMarcus Ware. That's our manager right now.
DeMarcus
Ware.
Who was our bench coach. Bypassed Sandy Alomar.
Well, you know, I thought that was interesting because...
I thought it was crappy.
Well, can I finish what I was saying?
Okay, yes, I'm sorry. I apologize.
If you were on my boat, I walked the plank.
I apologize, yes. And you don't even have a long plank. It's a very short plank.
Oh, no. I press a button. There's a plank that's almost 50 yards.
Wow.
That's a heck of a plank.
Well, you know, I'd be pretty close to land then.
They said, traditionally, last year when... Traditionally, the bench coach does become the manager.
Right.
The bench coach last year was Brad Mills, but he didn't. He semi-retired because of problems with his family. So they made Sandy Alomar the interim manager. This year, DeMarcus Ware took over Brad Mills, and it is tradition that the bench coach, who's the closest to the manager as far as day-to-day operations, gets the position. And Sandy Alomar was fine with it. Now, That's what I hear. I don't know if Sandy Alomar's upset or whatever, but
he's one of the most laid back guys I've ever met in my life. So
I just believe that Sandy is just super happy doing what he's doing. He loves actually coaching first base.
Yeah.
And he can get a better angle at the catchers, and he times the catcher's ability to throw to second. He can tell the runners at first, it's a much more sophisticated than the Little League first.
Oh, yeah.
Or even softball or anything like that. But, and he works with the catchers. Who could be better than Sandy Alomar in coaching your catchers? So I don't think that it caused any rift whatsoever. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know the day to day operations.
Well, I'm not saying it did. I'm just saying I'm upset for Sandy. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're upset.
I'm upset for Sandy.
Well, get over it.
I don't.
There's a lot of things in this world to be upset about, but that's not one of them.
Yes.
You get upset over very minor things.
Well, it's better to be upset over minor things I have no control over than things I can do and I don't, you know.
And apparently you don't like the trades either.
Well, they basically dumped salary.
You know, I thought they did pretty darn good. Now, Eddie Rosario, who you didn't like to begin with, we got from Minnesota, and you were so on him. Well, first of all, he's hurt, and we traded him to, I forgot where we traded. Oh, Atlanta. For
box of Band-Aids?
No. a guy that what's his name? He was called a panda. Sandoval, I think is his name. And immediately, it was a kind of a salary dump. And they immediately released him. So we got nothing for Eddie Rosario. Nothing.
Yeah, it was a salary dump.
For Cesar Hernandez, we got a pitching prospect.
A prospect.
There's gold in those hills. Prospects. And I'd like the deal with Maton and a catcher in the minors.
And he'd been up here before, but
yeah, we got Miles Straw, which is he's a good player.
Actually, he is.
He's a good player. That's the gem of all these trades.
Yes.
And why not trade Cesar Hernandez? Because his year was a rental. Eddie Rosario was a rental, and their contracts ended at the end of this year. They had an option to keep him, but he's 31. He's not a long term. I didn't have a problem with that. I was surprised a little bit because he was so productive.
Mm-hmm.
I think they basically have thought, well, you know, we're out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And And if I was the general manager, I would say our prospects are not very good for the playoffs this year. You lost your two best pitchers, and Plesac has lost a lot of time. And
if it looks like we are out of it, I don't think you will even see Bieber come back.
Oh, he shouldn't. Shane Bieber should be out for the rest of the season to make sure that shoulder is not. I guess he's starting to. Yesterday
he's starting to throw catch.
Catch. I mean,
he's no longer throwing just the heavy balls or whatever.
He throws a ball to his dog.
Okay.
The dog brings it back.
Fetches. Okay. So he's playing fetch now. He's moved up from fetch to catch.
If it was my dog,
yeah.
I throw the ball. She looks at me and says, what do you want me to do with this thing? I don't want to go. You get it.
Yeah.
I'm 11 and a half years old now. I don't feel like I have to go fetch anything.
That's right.
So hopefully you guys are like an energetic Boston Terrier. I mean, those dogs would go, they go hell-bent after a ball. My little Boston Terrier, she would play until she collapsed. So hopefully he's got a Boston Terrier. Or even a real retriever, not mine, but, you know, so I don't know. He's playing catch now. And I guess Sauvallier is a little bit ahead of him, but we're not going to see them maybe until September, if that. And we're 5.5, 6 games. We're 500 right now.
Right now.
Right now. They play Toronto.
Monday night.
No, Monday afternoon.
You're right. It was 3:30. An odd game time.
They're playing in Toronto.
I know. That's why it's even that much odder.
There's a Canadian holiday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so they're having it earlier. And it's a celebration there. And after
but it's kind of between a game time and an afternoon game time. It's just,
3 o'clock synopsis.
Yeah, because usually 1 o'clock is an afternoon game.
Yeah. But it's 3.
It's 3.
Not 2.
Not 2.
Not 4.
No.
But 3.
But 3.
So anyway, they're at 500. I don't know if they'll be able to keep it. I mean, Toronto's playing excellent baseball right now. But getting back to Terry Francona, hey, that's a big loss.
That is the biggest loss in the equation,
and
I think.
He's just a physical mess. I mean, really, he is. He had a staph infection that he got through his toe. He needs his hip replaced, which is happening now. He's battling a cold. He didn't have COVID. The man just said, you know what? I'm exhausted. I have a hard time even walking to the mound to change pitchers. And I just have to take care of myself. I have to get better.
He does. Or it's time for him to retire.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going to happen.
You think he's going to retire?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, last year he was here for a total of, 17 games?
Yeah. And
14 or 17, one of those two.
Yeah. Well, what more? I mean, he got us to the World Series. I'm sure he would love to have us win the World Series. But he has to look at himself and says, you know, I have only so many more years left. You get to a certain point in your life and says, he's probably got all the money he can possibly need. And you have to determine whether or not you want to do that. I mean, the stress of being a major league manager is tremendous.
And the constant travel.
Yeah.
And
he said he was basically going to the game and in bed. I had no time to take care of myself.
Yeah.
And it was a struggle. I saw the Zoom interview with him.
And Antonetti?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I just felt that... we could be seeing the last of him as our manager. I hope not. I hope not. He's such a nice man. And
just a great baseball person.
Great. I mean, that's his life. Now, he could be like a special assistant or something
It'd never be the same.
Never. It's never the same.
No.
A special assistant. Well, you have about 10 of them.
Right. Well, I mean, they are, but they aren't. They drag them out in front of the camera or the microphone.
Yeah.
Every 2-3 months.
I think Travis Hafner, he did. He replaced Tom Hamilton for he replaced. Forgive me, Rosie for a game.
Did he?
Yeah, Jim Rosenhaus had something he had to do that day, so they brought Travis Hafner. He did a really good job.
Did he really?
He finally had a baseball game. I mean, Tom would ask him questions about techniques and what would you do in this situation, and he noticed...
I'm sorry, I missed that game.
Yeah, it was a week ago Sunday.
Ah.
And I think he could very well be an analyst.
Actually, I think I did hear part of that. Things for my mother I do on Sunday, and I did hear part of that in my car. I didn't realize that was Travis Hafner.
It was Travis.
It was better than the guy that Rosie'd been with a couple times.
Oh, he was the former pitching coach. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I thought he was all right.
But I mean, he was all right. I mean, we've been so spoiled with Tom Hamilton. Well, Tom Hamilton could do the game by himself and it'd still be great. Yeah. But he loves to play off of people too. And I'm sorry I didn't realize that was. That was
Travis Hafner.
Hafner,
very good Indians. He talked about his year after he left the Indians in New York as a Yankee, and talked about Derek Jeter and how he was really a terrific teammate, and of course a future Hall of Famer, if not already. I think he is, but I'm not sure. He was saying, you know, I go to New York and I have to find an apartment. And they said how much it costs per month. He says, is that per month or year?
Yeah.
Is that the cost of living?
When you're in Cleveland, it's a whole lot cheaper.
A lot different. Yeah. And
in Cleveland, yeah, it could be almost a year for what you play in Cleveland for what you pay for a month.
It's ridiculous. It's just, I mean, a studio apartment goes for $3,000-$4,000 a month.
Yeah.
If you want to live in the city, in the Manhattan area. It's just insane. It's insane. You know, you watch another. We were talking about some of our
reality TV shows. We'll leave it at that.
One of them, though, my wife loves these shopping for homes.
My wife watches some of those too. Yeah, and I only, you know what I say whenever I see those, and these are like young kids who are first time buyers. I'm saying, what the heck does he do that they can make that kind of money?
Well, how much is this house? $575,000.
Sorry. I only wanted to go to 560,000.
What?
So that one's out.
Are you kidding me? And it's in like Boston. And how
Boston,
big is it?
In Boston?
Well, it's 900 square feet. Have you got to be kidding me?
Yeah. So they're technically looking to live in my garage.
Well, yeah. I mean, in Boston, I don't know. It's just ridiculous amount of
well, in Boston. Money. Anywhere in California, San Francisco is even worse than the rest of California. New York.
Location.
Yeah, yes.
And I don't know. I've been lucky enough in my career and after I retired to travel. You know, this is not a bad place to live. This is not a bad place to live.
Dr. Bob is originally from Boston area.
Oh, is that right?
And I said, so you're going to retire there? He says, no way. He says, what do you mean no way? He says, I can't afford to live there. No. I was a college professor. I can't afford to live there.
Mm-hmm.
He was more than just a college professor, but, you
yeah,
know.
And they make pretty darn good money.
They do.
But you're right. If you want to stretch your dollars, you live in this part of the country.
Yeah.
Unless you want a house on the Portage Lakes.
We don't have to deal with hurricanes.
No.
Just the end of it sometimes.
Yeah.
As the end of the tail of it sweeps through. We deal with a tornado now and then. No typhoons come through, you know.
I saw a typhoon.
You did?
Yeah.
What was her name?
It was a sandwich.
Oh, it was
a
sandwich. Okay,
It was really good.
Is it? Okay. But you didn't have to deal with it. It had a price tag right there.
That's right.
That's right.
It had a price tag. $19.95. But this was a big sandwich.
Wow.
It was a typhoon. You can't get a typhoon less.
You know, where was that at the one of those man foods down at the ballpark there?
Yeah. You know, on Arlington Road, they used to have a sandwich that was gigantic, and I forgot the name of it. It was like a hurricane or something.
Oh, the Nightmare.
The Nightmare.
And you know what? I've never had a chance to try a Nightmare, and I said, darn it, I'm going to do it. And I drove by, and it's closed. It didn't survive the pandemic.
Oh, that's a shame.
And it has on over it. Did you get your Nightmare?
I had one.
Did you have one?
Oh, you couldn't finish this thing. It was
I've had a couple different things, and One was a 2 pound hamburger. It was a food challenge. I couldn't finish that food challenge. Jim Vilk did. I couldn't. We did it for the show. And, there's a King Kong down in Alliance and that thing is massive.
I think we did talk about Bear Creek once.
Bear Creek, right.
Big, huge steaks, a 7 pound steak, and all the fixings, you ate it, you got it for free. And they had a Hall of Fame.
With ties, and people's ties.
You wore your tie and they cut it off and stuff like that. But, we went down there, I had a regular steak and it was very good. But they're not around anymore.
And
a nice tavern they had across from Progressive Field didn't survive. It's now a bank. Goldberg Bank.
What do they call those foods that are, because they have been at the Rubber Duck Stadium. What is it? Extreme Foods.
Yes, they have Extreme Foods.
Let's see what they got. Well, keep going.
Okay, well, so Terry Cancona is not going to have any of that for therapy. He's not going to have a hurricane or a typhoon or maybe a nightmare would have been good for him. I don't know. But when he was on the a panel when they opened up the discussion for the new name, and he just didn't look good. You know what I mean? I think he's on steroids for his hip, and it's too bad. You know, he was an athlete too, and I saw him a few years ago when he was fitter, and you could tell he had the physique of a former.
Two of eight extreme foods in Akron Rubber Ducks games this season, Canal Park, will be the dog check roll and the waffle Rockhurst. Minor league baseball. Let me go down here. It's been 600 days since we've had a game. Baseball is only in baseball can you have a lot of fun with your food. Okay, I guess. Some years earlier, of course, the Nice to Meet You burger. That's still around. Let's see what they got. Holy cow, what is this?
Didn't they have a Sunday too that?
Yeah, it was like in a batting helmet.
Yeah,
a regulation sized batting helmet.
It had like eight.
Okay, here's the dog check roll. It's a foot long, all beef hot dog. That's okay. Stuffed with Stouffer's white cheddar mac and cheese and pulled pork, tucked into a puff pastry, baked, drizzled with barbecue, kubasi, that's cucumber-based sauce, cut up and served with chopsticks. It's $14 and offered at the Dog Pound concession stand along third base side.
$14, that's not bad.
Actually, it's not. Then there's the Waffle Rockhurst. It's a bratwurst served in a Belgian waffle bun topped with caramelized onions and specialty mustard. It's $8 and available at the beer garden along first base side. Now, you know, I'm not into caramelized onions, but if they put the raw onions in there, I'm in.
Oh, I like caramelized.
My wife does too. You know, I just said, I like the strength. I like the strength.
You like the crisp.
The crispness. That's it.
Crispness.
The crispness. Because whenever I go somewhere and I see caramelized onions, can I get the raw onion instead? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because you don't have to cook them.
Well, it's not just that. It's just the crispness of it.
The crisp.
I didn't want to say the sogginess of the caramelized onions. I didn't want to say that. But anyway, those are the two new items there, extreme foods.
Well, getting back to Terry Francona, I just my personal feeling is that he won't be back, and the demands of a manager are such. Of course, yeah, Tony La Russa is in his late 70s, still managing.
But he's always had. Tony La Russa hasn't really been ever left for injury reasons or for illness. Where Terry Francona has been steadily building up to more and more.
Yeah, Dusty Baker is another older manager for the Astros. But other than that, I wish him well. And
you will have more.
I will.
To share on this.
I do.
On Wednesday.
I am?
With a special article from Terry Pluto.
I will?
You will.
Wow.
It's waiting in your email box for you right now.
Wow.
Even as we speak. But I think
who's
I
doing it?
It is the Terry Pluto comes read by the one and only Captain Bill.
Who's he?
That would be you. Wow. What'd you have for breakfast?
Well, you know,
I mean, I just, because I had sugar frosted stupid flakes didn't mean everyone else did.
I come in here and I have to sign in on the volunteer.
Yeah.
And the hardest question they have is this Captain Bill? I don't know sometimes. Well, I simply do not know.
Just keep your wallet out and you know
all
them.
All right. And, so you were enamored with the trade. I like getting Miles Straw. I really do.
You know what? I don't have a problem, I guess, with getting
from
him.
Houston.
But basically, it was there to dump money.
Yeah. Well,
now, if they say, you know, like Terry Pluta had suggested last week, I think it was, if they dump the money now and cape that to use it for next year, then okay.
Well, they have, they got a core group that's coming around, and I'm glad they got rid of Jordan Luplo. He was not one of my favorites.
He was not.
I got a good guy and everything like that. Like I said, I'll never criticize a baseball player because the talent they have in their pinky is more than 10 of us have, right? So to make a Major League Baseball team is phenomenally a tremendous achievement. But he went to, along with a reliever, to the Rays for another prospect. And the Rays 29th, the 29th best prospect on their team.
Yeah.
Basically, for not much.
Right.
But he was not part of the future either.
No, he wasn't.
And I can't see Bradley Zimmer either. I've been impressed with Harold Ramirez, the guy they got.
Did they trade Bradley?
No.
I didn't think
but
so.
No, he's still with us. But Travis Hafner was high on Bradley Zimmer. He says he just needs to get playing time. So I don't know. I just haven't been. I don't know what his future with us is either. Now they got Mercado, and they just demoted the other Daniel Johnson back to AAA, and Oscar Mercado. We got some guys that I don't know will be part of the future or not. And Owen Miller and Ernie Clement, these are raw talents that we brought up to play in the infield. Hugh right. Chang went, I think he went, no, he's still with the team.
Yeah.
So
they couldn't get a use catcher's mitt for him.
Hugh Chang? The thing is, tough to have Hugh Chang around because you got to have a translator.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with the Spanish players, there's so many Spanish players that can translate.
They could help with
the
translation.
Because Fermil Reyes speaks very good English. Well, he was upset about what happened Friday. I guess Acuar was, had a pitch close to his head and got hit or something. And Tony La Russa came out and pushed away. He was trying to help our catcher Perez was trying to help Aguilar. He was, and La Russa came out and pushed him, Perez, and Reyes was ticked. He was ticked. He was ready to get out. And he said the next day, if he used an expletive, they try to effing do that to me, I'm charging the mound. I wouldn't want that guy charging. He's 6'7", 280. He hit the ball the other day out of the stadium.
Yes, I saw that.
Wow.
I saw that, yes.
I like him. He's just a nice guy, and he's a team player.
You just don't get mad, huh?
Oh, my goodness. So that's what you need. You need some fire.
Yes.
That's why I don't like the Guardians. It's
There's no fire there.
Guardian. I'm a school guardian. I watch across the street. I can't get excited. Oh, anyway. And that was... I like the Guardians.
I like the Guardians, too. I showed that to a couple of people. They liked that, yeah. They would have voted for the Guardians.
Yeah, as more exciting... That logo with the glory on it, that would have been a lot better than this Art Deco.
You just
thing,
well, you have to get them to stop saying, hey, stop cool it with the boom booms. You know, because you want the boom booms.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying.
You want the boom booms.
You had a lot of things you could do with the Galarians.
Yep.
A guardian. Oh, I'm a guardian. Not a gardener, but a guardian. Oh, well. I guess they'll have to grow on me.
Well, it looks like we don't really have the choice.
No, I mean, it's done.
I mean, it's better than losing the team to another city.
Yeah, I'm not, that's what Steve Dubček said in the paper, but.
But not much.
Not much. Who's your dog guardian? I'm the guardian. I got a dog guardian. I don't know. There's a whole kind of, you talk about a whole team that just cleared salary and players for the Cubs. The Chicago Cubs just.
Boy, they had a fire sale, didn't they?
They sure did. And they made Chicago White Sox stronger.
So did we.
Oh, we're hurt. Yeah, I was surprised.
Why did you trade to the guy in front of you? That's what I want to know.
Because they basically said, we can't catch up. We can't catch up.
But
Cesar Hernandez is having a great season.
Yeah.
18 home runs. He never had 18 home runs before.
No.
And it was only half, a little over half the season. So they just decided that, I think overall, though, the trades weren't bad for the Indians.
The Guardian, that's what they'd be next year.
The Guardian. A guardian angel. The Catholic Church.
With a flying baseball.
You know, the Catholic Church proclaims that you have a guardian angel always with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, my poor guardian angel, I feel sorry for...
for it?
For it.
Yeah.
Maybe he can play for the Guardians.
Maybe he can.
The concept of a guardian angel kind of spooks me. And knowing that somebody, this angels, my guardian angel is right next to me all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's still true. I mean, the Catholic Church just changed a lot of things, but I think there's still guardian angels, that hovers around you and is supposed to help you out. So I hope they help the Indians.
The Guardians.
Maybe that's what they'll do. They'll have a.
Did you? What's the matter? You weren't inspired by that Tom Hanks video?
No. I didn't watch it yet. I know where I'm being had. Tom Hanks, wow. It was, I guess, pretty slick. Did you see it?
I did. It was only like a two and a half minute bit.
We're naming it after the Guardians of Traffic. Maybe that's why we'll have a stoplight and we'll have a yield sign. I'm sorry, I just...
And the roundabout,
Oh, yeah, the Cleveland roundabout. Oh, the paupers would have been better. Poor guy with it would be more apropos. I guess the Haslams were thought to be the minority, a potential minority owner
They haven't mentioned that they even looked into that.
No. So,
a minority owner, what do they get out of it? They have to give money. What do they get out of it?
I guess they make it back somehow. I would have to they invest in the team. They would have to get it back some way. I know the guy who bought Kansas City wanted to take over for the Cleveland, but that franchise opened up. But they didn't wait for the Dolans to sell. I wish the Dolans would sell. Maybe I hope this Guardians doesn't last. I really don't. I hope that in a few years people... Guardian. Want to see the Guardian. That something, the Rockers would have been, I'm just thinking after the fact, I'm disappointed. I am. I know the reason that they have to be boring is that they don't want to offend anybody, but what's wrong with the Rockers? Maybe the Cleveland Rockers roller derby team. A co-ed. It's a co-ed roller derby team.
A co-ed roller derby?
Yeah, it will sue them, and they can't use it. Then they would have to go the Rockers. Yeah, I mean, Rockers is kind of all kinds of logo possibilities that they could use for that. I guess I'm beating a dead horse.
But I'm a guardian. I can't. You'd beat a horse because I'm a guardian. I just watch over. God. I mean, North Coast or anything would have been better than Guardians.
Walleyes would have been better. You know, a vicious-looking fish, which is indigenous to Lake Erie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how about the man-eating perches?
Man-eating perches.
I like the Ghost Riders, but probably that's something that I like.
We're not in the West. No. We're not in the Wild West.
But at least the Rockers, we can have something that we could have related to.
Right.
The Hall of Famers. Anything. I don't know if I would have liked the Spiders anymore, but I guess you could have a vicious-looking spider.
Sure you could.
But I guess that team, there's a team with the Spiders. They were afraid of that.
It's a college team.
I know. Well, at one time they were contemplating the Buckeyes.
Okay, the Cleveland Rockers was the WNBA team.
Yes.
And they actually had some pretty cool logos.
Well, sometimes.
I mean, it used to be. I mean, and you're not using their logo, so therefore the name should be up for grabs.
Yeah.
It's not like they're a roller derby team you have to steal
the
name from. Well,
I saw the roller derby team. They had a pretty cool logo.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, a guy with a green hat with lightning bolts coming out of
it. Okay.
Like Mercury.
Okay. Okay.
So, anyway, we're at 500. Could be below that now. And we lost our manager for the rest of the season. Maybe.
And even after all the trades, we still pulled up 12 runs the other night.
Yeah, that was an exciting game.
12 runs against the White Sox.
Yeah, it was an exciting
game. Gave up 11, but we got 12.
And then Sunday, we were 1-1, and Nick Whitgren, who's just falling apart. Our relief corps has not done well here at all.
Well, it's because we tried to make our relievers starters because we didn't have any starters left.
Yeah. So
they tried to pull them over there. Then they started to try and extend their playing time. And so you're trying to make somebody something they weren't at the beginning of the season.
Well, Cal Quattro pitched a heck of a game on Sunday. And then on the bottom of the ninth, Vic Wicken comes in, gets the first guy out. The second one blasts. I think it's still going.
Yeah,
and the end of the ball game, and that kind of, you know, there's a few games every year that kind of dictates where the team. I think that could have been
the season dictator there.
Season dictator. I could be wrong. I don't know, but that had to be disheartening.
Well, you know, especially
going
when
one
you
to
lose
one, it, go, one to one going into
well, especially when you lose it to the team that's in front of you, who's in first place, it knocks you back to nine again. And
I can't see this team going on an extended winning streak.
No.
And that's what you need to get back into contention. And
right. Even just contention for a playoff spot, which I do not think we can make at this point.
No, you have Cal Quattro has made a good case that when Bieber and Savalier and then you got Plesac, McKenzie has shown some promise, very good promise here lately. Got his head acting. We could have five very good starters coming in.
Well, that was the whole reason for people having the Indians/Guardians having them up as high as they did this year was not because of our hitting. It was because of our pitching staff. And if we have them, of course, if Bieber doesn't pitch the rest of this year, then that's still going to be a question mark for next year.
You get 8, 9, 10 games out of the wild card. Why bring him back? Why
Jeopardy? Well, no, I agree. I agree. If he would be better off, because he didn't have surgery, they just tried to rest it. So if they're going to rest it and then work their way up to it.
He didn't have surgery.
He did not. That's what I said. He didn't have surgery.
No.
But if he didn't, the best thing, and you're trying to rest it, the best thing to do is to rest it.
Yeah. You know, your shoulder is a very complicated piece of physical mechanics.
I never really thought about it.
Well, I just did because I was a little late coming in today because my wife has had shoulder problems.
Oh, okay.
And
it's from knocking you around.
Slapping me around.
Yeah,
that's I need a guardian. give me a guardian. Anyway, And they had diagrams of the shoulder, and all the things that are involved in your shoulder are extensive. Tendons and everything like that. So, and you really need a shoulder to pitch.
Yes.
It's hard to do without a shoulder.
And without your legs. You know? You just push off the mound with those legs if you're having leg problems.
So,
or hip problems.
So, you gotta have a good shoulder. Why jeopardize Shane Bieber for next year by having him pitch for a season that's been lost? And even Savalle, if, you know, his finger needs to be really healed. Now, unless they're, and I'm sure they are. I mean, they have professional people guiding the administration of the team, telling him, you know, I recommend that at this point in the season that he sits out the rest of the season, let this finger heal, and let these young guys like Mejia and do, you know, fill in until next year and let them compete for the next two positions. And that's going to be very difficult because, like I said, I think this Quatro has made a case for being in the rotation. And they got a left-handed prospect, too, pitching, starting pitching from the White Sox for Hernandez. So we'll have to wait and see. So anyway, the Browns are still they are.
Hey, they did sign an extension for Nick Chubb.
Yes, I was really, really glad. I think everybody who is a Browns fan, and I now have elevated to being a semi-Browns
fan. Well, only because the owners are keeping their mitts off the team now.
Yes,
and because it was the owners that were screwing things up. Now the owners have their mitts off the team, basically.
Yeah.
They show up some practices, and he'll show up at the games. But as long as they keep their hands off, I think this team can progress.
So Dick Chubb just signed a three-year extension for $36 million, $12 million, 20 of it guaranteed. So the man knows he's taken care of the rest of his life, and he deserves it. He gives 100%.
He'd love to be here for the rest of his career.
That's right, and I'm hoping that the end of this 3 years, he's still able. Because when you get to 27, 28 years old as a running back, you're old in the NFL.
You get more punishment from that position than just about any other position.
The only other thing that you're older in is gymnastics.
Yeah.
And you hit 23. You're an old person.
Yes, you are.
There's something about, speaking of gymnastics, Simone Biles.
She will compete in one last event.
Yeah. You know, some people say, get over it and compete. No. There's of any sport in the Olympics, perhaps other than the shooting, you shoot the wrong way, you may get killed.
Right.
But you could actually kill yourself if you're in the middle of those flips they do, and twists, and all of a sudden forget what to do. You could kill yourself. You could
break
your
neck. Yes.
Yeah. And apparently at one of the exercises that she did, she got what they called the twisties. She was in mid-flight, and she forgot almost how to land. And she landed awkwardly. And then she said, oh, my goodness, I got the twisties, which is a mental problem when you're a gymnastic that you forget how to land these twists.
Yeah.
And she said, geez, for my own mental and physical health, I got to step away for a while. Now, she is going to do the
event. Yeah,
yeah, she's going to do. I think it's the stationary bar or something. I forgot the horse or whatever they call that. And I wish her well. She.
All these people that have gone down on her and made fun of her and put her down and all this.
Her socks.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what they wear. I don't think they go barefoot most of the time. Don't they, Jim? Yeah. So anyway, or chalk powder. They couldn't even hold her chalk powder. And they're talking about she should be doing this. She should be doing that.
Those are people who have the biggest mouths, who have the least amount of talent.
Oh, I give her a ton of credit for trying to do the individual in this next event. And this whole Tokyo thing has been kind of a mess.
A big mess. And had an article here I didn't really get a chance to go through it too much, about is there a price to pay for unvaccinated athletes, since we're really talking about the Olympics and what's going on there? And is this really a true Olympics with so many people that weren't allowed to go and so many people that got there and somehow contracted it, and all of a sudden they're putting it? So you're not even really getting the best athletes.
Right, and Russia was excluded, except they have
teams there.
They have a ROC, the Russian Olympic Committee team.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's about 400 of these.
So it's like what a farce.
And
they just can't play the Russian theme song.
Yeah, they had to pay Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky.
And they're supposed to be really, really tested all the time, because of course the Russians were excluded for a massive doping situation where they enhanced their skills through artificial means. So
I think they've got the fourth or fifth most amount of medals in the Olympics.
So the Russian organizing committee somehow was able to be formed, which is basically Russia, and they've done quite well. Yeah, but they can't show anything Russian. They can't show the flag of Russia. They can't wear they have to wear the Olympic symbol. They carry the Olympic flag, and they can't play the Russian anthem when they win a medal. So, anyway, I haven't watched a minute of this. I just can't get into it. And I know people who love swimming, love gymnastics. That's fine. The women's soccer didn't do very well either. They're going to be playing for a silver or bronze medal, so they haven't done well. I don't know. The men's basketball team, I haven't followed them yet either.
They're still possible, medal possible.
Yeah, I guess the women's softball team won a bronze. There was a lady. Yeah. No, I don't know what they've done. The lady from Bath.
Yes.
She was a Canadian, so she got their bronze medal at 39 years old, pitching.
Wow.
Yeah, and good for her. So she got something.
A Dover swimmer that won a gold.
A whole bunch of
from
swimmers.
From Dover, Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good for him.
Just posted it for the Tuesday edition of the
Daily Record. I like some of these reports. Spoiler alert, and immediately say what it is. You don't have any time to put the mute on if you're really interested in watching it I don't even know what the ratings are this year.
I don't know. It seems so different where before they had all those other cable channels they would put it on. Now it's a bunch of other streaming services and Hulu and all these kinds of things, along with the NBC day and night coverage of it.
I don't know if I like this streaming stuff. I had a whole bunch of movies in my queue for Netflix, and a lot of them are never going to come out on Netflix. They got to go to Amazon or Walt Disney or I want to see that Tom Hanks movie, The Greyhound, which is a movie about a convoy guards going in World War II, and I can't get it. I don't know if Netflix will ever get it, but it's on streaming on some Apple.
Apple Plus or something they call it, yeah.
Well, I don't have Apple Plus. I want to watch this movie. So is that what they're doing? They're streaming?
There's a lot of stuff. They're on Hulu and they're on some other services as well. I think some of it's even on Peacock, streaming on Peacock, which is a...
Oh, the NBC
Yeah, that's the NBC
streaming
one. NBC also has an NBC Roku channel that may... Parts of it are probably on there.
Well, don't they have it on every night, too?
It's on every evening live, and then I think after the midnight stuff, then they do the pre-tape stuff.
Because everything's happening
in Japan. Because
in
Japan, and Japan's,
it's like 15 hours ahead.
Ahead of us, yeah.
Or behind us, one of the two.
No, they're ahead of us. They're tomorrow there. It's tomorrow there, today.
it is strange going across the international dateline. We're planning, I don't know if we'll be able to do it, to go to Australia in coming March. And we leave March 8th, but arrive in Australia on the 10th.
Yeah.
So what happened to the 9th?
Yes, because you.
Yeah, yeah, I said, what happened in the 9th? Said,
well, you'll gain it when you get that. It'll be 2 days to get back home.
So, we go from the 8th to the 10th? If we can go, I don't know. It's right now they're having the army in Sydney make sure the lockdown is working because they have COVID bad over there. They can't get enough vaccines.
Right. And that's why it's so crazy here because we have the means to stop it in this country, but we don't because.
Yeah, well, what's unfortunate, we have all this vaccine and
Of us are getting ready to expire.
Yeah, you got a core of people who will never get it for whatever reason. We talked about it, but it's just ridiculous. But anyway, you look at the folks in Africa and Asia and some of these other poor countries that are desperate for it, and we have warehouses full of stuff. And somehow we can't get it over there. I mean, there's restrictions that they're in place, and it's just a shame.
Yeah, it's a way that it has to be distributed and such.
Yeah, I know.
By the time we got there, it'd be just as bad as what it is here, and especially the storage of it, that it has so much of that has to be in the, you know, the temperature's so cold that some places can't even keep it at that.
Hmm. So they're having problems over there. But getting back to the Browns, they are. I don't want to get into some of it because I don't know how much time we got left. But they did comparisons, and we should go through that maybe next week of the coaches that we will face.
You know, we got probably enough time to go through that now. Pretty much.
Okay. Let me find that. They ranked the coaches that we will be facing coming this season. And it was kind of interesting. They did the quarterbacks, but let's see if I can find the coaches.
You know, a lot of people are saying that we didn't do Baker Mayfield doing an extension yet, but and I think that may work to his advantage if we can do as they say we should and make the playoffs again. I think for every win that we get, it adds a few dollars into his bank account. But you know, they really needed to get Chubb on board. They have Hunt on board for this year and next year as well. And so we got the two-headed monster with us for at least through 2022. And you know,
the two-headed monster.
Yeah, Chubb and Hunt.
Oh,
they call them the two-headed monster.
Oh,
because
why wouldn't they be the two-headed monsters?
No, they call it the two-headed monster.
Oh, so they're one monster with two heads.
With two heads, yes. That's what everybody calls it.
I never called it that.
What?
It's like a Medusa.
Yeah, well, something like that, yeah.
The Medusa backfield. I was going to say something profound. Well, this whole season, they have beefed up their defense.
Yes.
Offensive line is excellent. The running backs are spectacular. Got the best, probably two receivers, plus other ones to boot. Very good tight ends. Did a nice job in shoring up the defense, like I said. It's all coming down to one person.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield. And that's...
And that's going to be... He's either going to make...
So it's a gamble for Baker not to settle now.
Right.
If that's... I don't know what side is holding back or not. Maybe his agents say, wait, have a great season.
I think the management of this team is kind of zeroing in on a progression in a certain direction. And they wanted to really make sure they had Chubb in there before they worried about Baker.
Which I guess he's going to be like the sixth highest paid running back in the league. Some criticize that he should have waited out for more. I think Chubb being the kind of guy that he portrays.
Yeah.
Listen, that's fine. I'm going to guarantee $20 million.
Yeah, guaranteed $20 million.
Guaranteed, and I can make $16 million on top of that. More,
yep.
I'm fine with that. Why dicker around and then play a season and might get hurt?
Right,
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 right. And yep. then everything's thrown away. Everything's thrown away. And so analytics. John D. Podesta too got a 5-year extension.
Yes, he did.
The smart guy.
The really smart guy. Yeah.
Analytics came from baseball. apparently they think he's doing a great job. I have to agree. And DePodesta and Andrew Berry and Stefanski seem to have a good, good relationship, which is key. They just got to keep Doofus out.
Yes.
And let Dee handle
That's
him.
The bottom line.
I'm splitting them now.
Okay.
It's Jimmy Doofus and Dee Haslam. Dee has, I think, been the modifying factor. I said, Jimmy, keep out of it. She lets him speak from time to time. But I just get, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think Dee has a lot to say about what's going on with the Browns.
Don't you get well, that, but know? Again, she was the one that wanted, who was that coach we had? Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
And
well, at the time, Hugh Jackson did a great job with Oakland.
Well, he did.
Yeah, I mean.
But they made it so that the general manager didn't have jurisdiction over the coach. Only the owners did, and Dee was the owner that had jurisdiction over him.
Well, Jimmy did, too. I think at some point in time, he was becoming a joke in the NFL.
He was a joke. Okay.
Okay. Yes. And yeah. I think that she has had a good influence on him. I could be wrong. It just seems like as she got more involved,
got to do more than pick the colors.
Yeah.
Because we only have three colors in it, orange, brown, and white.
And they had a new uniform to celebrate the 75th anniversary.
It was orange, brown, and white.
Yeah, just... Which is fine. I don't care, but it's all going to come down to Baker, I think. And
do you agree that he's progressed? Well, we're not going to have time for the coaches now, but no. Do you agree that he's?
That's because
last year, once he started getting things in line with Stefanski,
yeah,
and understanding what Stefanski was trying to do, but again. Baker's been in this league for 3 years, and that was his third
offensive
coordinator. There was so much inconsistency there.
But this is the year. There's no excuses
for him.
Now.
This is the year.
Yeah, this is the year.
He's got the offense. He's got the defense. There's one remaining factor in how well the Browns do this year.
Yes, right.
And it is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and a lot of. Specialists who, not specialists, but analysts and stuff like that, rank him about 10th, 11th, 12th best quarterback in the NFL. That's good enough to get you to the Super Bowl.
That's good enough to get you Super Bowl.
And
if the rest of your team around you is as we seems to be for us.
So, if he starts throwing a lot of interceptions, let's face it, the defenses of this of the opponents that we're facing this year are just not going to let, okay, the Browns this year really are Super Bowl contender. Let's just give up. No. That's not going to happen. You're going to have intense battles with Baltimore and Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and some of the Patriots.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see Cincinnati getting much better than what they were.
Well,
Joe Burrow, will he be back?
He will be back, yes. So, but I guess we can go over the coaches and the quarterbacks that will be competing against this season. But right now, we look really good. But we're undefeated right now.
And so is everyone else.
So, that's what my brother said. How's your team going to be? Well, we're undefeated right now. So,
is that your brother who's the Atlanta fan?
No, my brother's coach.
Oh, your brother's a coach.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a coach, yes.
There you go.
All right. You ready?
I am.
I'm sorry I didn't get to the coaches, but stuff came to my mind.
That's okay.
This is your coffee.
My coffee finally started working?
Finally kicked in.
A little slow there this week.
All right. Where is it? Oh, excuse me. My wife refuses to go to a nude beach with me. I think she is being closed-minded.
Yes, she is.
No, she's being very smart.
Too. Yeah, smarter than me if I'm going there. Yeah, I don't mind when people laugh. I just don't like to see them point. I just like them see them point and laugh. Yeah. All right. That's going to be it. We'll be back next week.
There's shrimps around.
The good captain will be around Wednesday.
I am?
At 4:30 for the Terry Pluto.
I'm going on strike. I want more money. Double what you're paying me.
Double what I'm paying you.
All right.
We'll negotiate that.
All right.
And for several, but it has to be a several-year deal.
All right.
We'll see everyone next week on Sports Sidebar.